This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The unemployment line's longer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The jobless number goes up. The Fed chairman goes on. And we ask, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 and Dow basically flat right now. The NASDAQ down about a tenth of a percent. European stocks mostly lower, about 1.5% right now. And Asian markets closed up today around 2%. We hear this morning the number of people who are for the first time applying for unemployment benefits rose unexpectedly last week. And the number of continuing claims nudged up as well. Doug Foreman is director of equities at Highmark Capital. He joins us live from San Francisco. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
So we know there are going to be bumps along the highway on this recovery, but when it comes to this morning's jobless report, Doug, this could be a pothole, or is it a speed bump?
Well, we think it's a little speed bump, Steve. Progress on jobs, we think it's going to be slow and uneven during this recovery, and we think we're going to be in for a period of mixed readings for a while. But we think the underlying trend is a slowing in the rate of job losses, and the businesses, for the most part, have gotten their costs, including labor, down to where they need to be, and we're just hopeful that we start to see more consistent signs of recovery going forward.
And the other thing, of course, is it comes just a day after that strong report on durable goods. I mean, what are we supposed to make of what the economy is actually doing right now?
Right. Well, it'll be rare that you ever, get into a period where every single economic indicator indicates the same thing, and I just think the economy's gone through the ringer so much that we're just at a point where you can't expect every number to be upward and to the right. So, we're going to get an up and down here and there.
All right. Doug Foreman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
We're going to talk about those ups and downs, by the way, in a few minutes with Chris Farrell. We're just minutes away from the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testifying before the House Oversight Committee. He faces some potentially heated questions about the Fed's role in Bank of America's purchase of Merrill Lynch. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from our bureau in New York this morning. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Steve.
So give us a little background here on the B of A Merrill takeover.
Right. Well, this deal was struck that fateful weekend in September when Lehman Brothers collapsed, and Bank of America agreed to buy Merrill Lynch. And the question now is, how much pressure came from the Fed and the Treasury Department to make that deal happen? Because after it was agreed to, a lot more losses on Merrill's books came to light. And so far, as a result, $45 billion from the TARP have gone to Bank of America, $20 billion specifically to deal with Merrill's troubles.
And now I understand some emails have come to light, Jeremy, and I gather those will get some attention today as well.
Right. Some internal Fed emails that Republicans on the Oversight Committee say prove that the Fed tried to hide its actions from some of its sister agencies like the SEC and the Comptroller of the Currency. The word cover up, Steve, was even used yesterday by Congressman Daryl Issa, who's the committee's ranking member. I just spoke in the last hour with his press secretary, Kurt Bardella, who says it's important to find out what happened as Congress considers giving even more power to the Fed as part of the financial regulation overhaul.
Did they exercise the authority that they already had properly? If not, what did they do wrong? What can we do to prevent it? And should we be giving them more authority when potentially they've already abused the authority they currently have?
Now, Chairman Bernanke maintains the Fed acted with the highest level of integrity, and we'll see what more he has to say as the hearing gets underway just a few minutes from now.
All right. Jeremy Hobson joining us from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
The Texas billionaire Alan Stanford will be arraigned in Houston today. The court will decide whether Stanford will be held until trial in an alleged $7 billion fraud.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Producemore, conservemore.com.
We learned today the nation's economy shrank by less than previously thought. The final revision of the U.S. gross domestic product dropped at a 5.5% annual rate in the first quarter. That is a ray of light in an otherwise mixed economic picture. So it's easy to get confused about where we are in this recession. And we asked economics correspondent Chris Farrell to help sort it out for us this morning. He joins us right now. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, and I'll try to make sense of it.
Yeah, well, how do we find the so-called bottom of this economy if all these indicators are pointing in all these different directions?
This is what the bottom of a market looks like, or at least an economy that's trying to get to a bottom. You get these conflicting reports. You get the stock market. Stock market goes up. People go, hey. Then the market crumbles, and they'll go, Oh, the obstacles to growth are just terrible. So I think for the average person, it's really confusing out there.
If you were to look, Chris, at just one or two of these indicators to get an accurate gauge of the environment, the economic environment, what would you look at and why?
Well, there's a couple things that I'd look at. One out of the gross domestic product report, and that's our broadest report, you know, the value of all the goods and services in our economy. You know, it gave us an indication about the consumer, and the consumer just hasn't been spending very much. And of course, you know, Steve, we don't really need government statisticians to tell us that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about you, but you go to the shopping mall, it's not that crowded. Go to an auto dealer lot. You know, you get a lot of attention these days. So we know that the consumer's not spending very much. Nevertheless, this is an economy that is largely driven by the consumer, two-thirds of our economic activity. So I want to see what's happening with the consumer. And the other thing that I want to see, and it might be part of my personal finance hat, but what are we doing on the savings front? People are really paying down that debt. They're trying to save more, and it's showing up in the numbers. So I'd be looking at tomorrow's report, what's going on with personal spending and what's going on with personal savings.
You want to go out on a limb, Chris, and tell us where the bottom of this economy is?
All right, so we got fiscal stimulus is working its way through this economy, and I like what I'm seeing going in the credit markets. So I don't think I'm actually going that far out on a limb if I say that what we're seeing right now is an economy that's bottoming out. And when the National Bureau of Economic Research, you know, the wise people that gather around, a year from now, and they'll say, when did the recession end? It's going to be over the summer.
Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joining us. We're going to hear you on Marketplace Money as well.
That's right, and we'll cover a lot of savings topics, believe me.
Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks.
And where do you think the bottom is? Check us out at marketplace.org and share your thoughts. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.